want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we are back after a week away, a week of downtime for Merritt Assembly of God celebrating Thanksgiving last week. And so you would have been listening to some previous programs, and I know that some of them show a little bit of date references because I reference President-elect Trump, and then I talk about my kids not reaching a certain birthday threshold, and they've already reached that. Some of them have already reached that and eclipsed it. But I thank you for understanding and bearing with us. We only do a few rebroadcasts through the year. Around Christmas time, we do a week of rebroadcasts. We do an annual rebroadcast on Good Friday and around Thanksgiving. And I do appreciate you understanding that, you know, we do need some time to recharge our batteries. And in fact, the program I was talking about before our Thanksgiving break was Spending Time with Jesus. And so thank you for understanding that I'm not just sharing that as a message for you. I'm sharing that as a message for me as well. So we want to start off by saying thank you to Bill Andriak at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. I have a mechanic in my church. He's got just this absolute insatiable passion for God. He also has this incredible memory when it comes to working on automobiles, that he remembers work that he's done on all sorts of different vehicles that I've had in the past, and he can remember the size of bolt that goes into the starter that holds it in place. He just got an incredible memory when it got that sort of mechanical detail. And Bill Andriak also has that same sort of ability when it comes to working on HVAC systems, whether it's air conditioners or heaters or micro split systems or mini systems or package units, window units, you name it, refrigeration of any variety. He has an incredible amount of expertise when it comes to that. And I experienced that recently where I described to him a problem over the phone, and the first thing out of his mouth when I gave him just a very vague general description of what a sound was like, he was able to pinpoint that over the phone and say, that's where I'm going to start to look. I'm going to look for this. He was inside the unit, was probably there 15 seconds, pulled it out and says, I don't have to look any further. Here's the problem. It's just what I thought. He has that sort of detail. There was another time that I had called him, and I'm not completely and totally mechanically inept, and he was able to walk me through the problem that I was dealing with and helped me to get the system up and running without him even being there. He talked me through it without even being present. And so if you need somebody to come and take a look at your unit, maybe you want your heater cleaned or checked out before you get into the winter season, or maybe now that the AC is not working 24/7, you want somebody to come out and do some maintenance on that, give Bill Andriak a call, 321-759-3284. He will be a blessing to you. He primarily works here in the central part of Brevard County, but you can give him a call, 321-759-3284. So before our Thanksgiving break, we were discussing the will of God. We were going through the Sermon on the Mount. We got to the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6. And now we are at that section of the Lord's Prayer where it says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And that's a high and lofty goal, because God's will is not even debated in heaven. There is no reason to debate perfection. There is no reason to debate holiness. The angels declare that he is righteous and just and true in all of his judgments. There is no corruption found in him. It is impossible for him to lie. It is impossible for him to be wrong. And so the will of God in heaven is done without hesitation, without debate, and it is done to the glory of God. And that's what we are looking at. We're looking, how can we, who have been given this unique gift from God, out of all of the creation that God in his wisdom created, one creature was given free will. And that was man. I've had people that wanted to argue with me about free will, and it's like, well, look, you would have to take that up with God, because he is the one who gave us our free will. And it is our privilege to develop in such a way that we exercise that free will to come into obedience to his will. And so that's what we are looking at today. I want to take you to the book of Revelation, chapter 4. I absolutely love chapter 4, because if you have ever dealt with church problems, if you've ever dealt with people problems, if you've ever dealt with car problems or health problems or financial issues, if you've ever had plumbing problems, that's a big one for me. I don't like dealing with plumbing issues at all. If you've had problems of any variety, and you just got tired of that, and you said, you know, God, I love you as my Lord and Savior, and I just need a break from dealing with all these problems. John was instructed by God in chapters 2 and chapter 3 of Revelation to deal with problems in 7 different churches. And so if you ever encounter a person that's called bishop, if you have a structure like we do, where we have presbyters and superintendents and general superintendents, you know, there's a lot of people that want to fight and strive for those titles, but the people that I've known that have served in them deal with a lot of problems, which brings me to Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4 is, I preach a message from this passage that's titled, Thank God for Chapter 4. Thank God for Revelation Chapter 4, because here John is reminded about everything that is taking place in heaven, that God is seated on the throne, that he is not dormant, he's not napping, he's not negligent, he is very much aware, very cognizant of everything that is going on, and that there are all sorts of thrones and elders sitting on their thrones. There's worship that is going on. There is an impeccable atmosphere that is there in that place. And in verse number 8 of chapter 4, John writes, "The four living creatures, each having 6 wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is, and is to come. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." So you've got this group of 4 living creatures, and they never, ever stop saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." That's a reference to Jesus, the one who was, and then he is, and then he is to come. He It's a time of holy adoration that is lavished upon the throne. And as long as that declaration is made, because in verse number 9 it says, whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever. So, and it says that they do not rest day or night. They never stop declaring. It is on an automatic personal loop. It is not a recording. It's not like on one of those spy programs where they do a video loop and you don't notice it unless you happen to see the glitch of where it repeats over and over again. No, this is personal. This is coming from the depths of their being, that they are constantly reminding all of heaven about the holiness of God and the omnipotence of God and the eternality of God, the permanence. And whenever that declaration is made, what takes place with the four living creatures prompts the 24 elders to begin. So since the four living creatures never stop, the 24 elders would never stop. And they fall down before him who sits on the throne, and they worship him who lives forever and ever, and cast their thrones before cast their crowns before the throne. And so I really look forward to that day. There are a lot of people that want to describe, you know, well, you're going to have this really incredible crown, you know, because you did this, or another person's going to have an incredible crown because they do this. What I see in heaven is that anybody who has been granted authority by God, and that crown that has been placed upon their head, they're going to take it and they're going to lay it at the feet of Jesus. And they're going to say, you know what? Anything that I was able to accomplish was because of the goodness of God inside of me. You know what? It would be great if we reached a place of true spiritual humility, where we realize that God is the one who makes every victory possible. He chooses to partner with us, and we need to exercise our will to partner with him. But it's God that it's because of his holiness, because of his omnipotence, and because of his permanence that we have been able to outlast, to outwit, and overpower the enemy. And so every time they take their thrones and they cast them before or they take their crowns and they cast them before the throne. I don't know why I can't say that today, but this is what they declare during that act. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Now we're talking about the will of God. This is what heaven has to say about you and I, or you and me. It's what heaven says about me. It's what heaven says about God and his desire for us. It says, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. Too many times our worship is based on whether we like the song, whether it moves us emotionally, whether it stirs something in us, in our intellect, or it has a good beat to it. And if it's done by the right artist and it's not too loud and it's not too soft, you see, we're pretty finicky at times when it comes to our praise and worship. We don't want it to be an oldie moldy, and we don't want it to be so new that we don't know the song. We want it to be right there in that sweet spot for us where we can say, you know what, I can sing that. And in reality, worship is not about us as much as it is about God. And so incessantly in heaven is the declaration that God is worthy to be praised. He's worthy because he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is worthy, doesn't matter if I feel good or if I don't feel well. He is worthy whether I know the song or whether I don't know the song. He is worthy whether I have problems or whether I don't have problems. The place of maturity that God wants us to get to is when we come together and we say, you know what, God, you are worthy of praise right now. You are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. Now, I have a tough time reading this passage without going into a chorus that's an absolutely beautiful chorus called Thou Art Worthy. I love this. And God deserves. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. He deserves the all of the authority, all of the power. It all, any accolades goes to him. Here is the reason that these 24 elders begin to make these declarations about the worthiness of God. They said this, "For you created all things." Now we're starting to narrow in and focus today on the will of God, and I want you to hear what heaven has to say about you today. God, you created everyone. You created every person. What we have done with that creation is a different story, but understand that you are a work of art. You were intended to be a masterpiece for God. Earlier this year, there was this street artist, I guess is what you would call him, and because nobody really knows who he is, he's kind of created this mystique about him or her, and they auctioned off one of his paintings. I think it was called Girl with Balloon or something like that. And as soon as it was sold at auction, it was sold for like $1.2 or $1.3 million. And the person happened to be in the room. And when the gavel was sounded, he somehow managed to activate a paper shredder that had been built into the frame. And it began to shred this so-called masterpiece. And something happened and the shredder didn't complete the process. It was a portion intact and a portion shredded, and you could see the strips. And so the person that bought it said, I'm going to go ahead and give you the money and I'm going to keep it. It's probably worth more now than it was before. And I want you to understand that the devil intended to bring, now I'm not saying that God did this. I'm saying that the devil is the one who steals, kills, and destroy. Okay, that's his shtick. He steals, he kills, he lies, he destroys. He deceives. But Jesus comes that you can have life. And so you were created by the Master. He knew you in your mother's womb, and you say, well, life has been awfully hard. Well, we live in a fallen world. We live in a world where a lot of people, the majority of people, even I'd probably say even the majority of Christians, do not embrace the will of God, and they insist on having their will, where we say, God, I'm going to go ahead and do this and I'll just repent later. And I want you to get this mental picture, if you will, that every time we reject the will of God, the perfect will of God, the wonderful will of God for our life, a little more damage and a little more devastation takes place. But understand that you still have the image of God that God wants you to be restored to. I remember watching a video of a guy holding up a what most people would have thrown away. It was a violin with a broken neck. It was only held together by a couple of strings. And the guy said, you know, I had to get special permission to bring this violin to you, because not because of what it looks like on the outside, but because of what it looks like on the inside. And that broken, separated musical instrument that could not make a musical sound had Stradivarius imprinted on the inside. It was one of the highest quality violins that had ever been produced, and what it needed was a master who could put it back together again. Today, please realize that you are not a cosmic accident. Please understand that in spite of the fact that we live in a broken world filled with hurting people who hurt other people, and we live in a world where demonic forces are constantly trying to destroy, that you were created by God. And it says, and by your will, they exist and were created. You were created because God's will said what Earth needs in 2018 is Bob Arthurs at Merit Assembly of God. And Brevard County needs you where you live. Your neighborhood needs you. Your workplace needs you. He chose intentionally the times and the places where we are to live so that people would search for him and find him when they search for him with all that. That is the will of God. You are in the right time. You are in the right place. And today, I want you to realize that you were created by God. You were created for the will of God. And he wants to and is able to restore you. He calls you. It is his will for us to exist right now. It is his will for us to experience life to the full. Life to the full. You know, we've got Thanksgiving in the rearview mirror here by a few days. And there's a quote that pops up around every Thanksgiving. It says, only in America could you sit around the table with your family thanking God for everything you have on a Thursday, and within a few hours you are fighting crowds for things you don't need, and everybody is adapted a mindset of hostility and fatigue and frustration. And let's remember to be thankful. God says, I want you to exist. I want you to live. I want you to thrive. It is God's will for us to abound in the grace of God, the abundant grace of God, the life that you and I have. What can God do with us? We realize that the devil can do great damage whenever we reject the will of God. What I want to ask you to consider here in the last few minutes of today's program is, what can God do with some broken yet redeemed individuals who used to reject his will, who have now come to the place that said, God, it is no longer I who live, but Christ living in me. I will exist for your will and for your pleasure. I want to please you. You know, I think of the person who goes to the doctor and it says, Doc, every time I do this, it hurts. And the doctor says, well, stop doing that. You know, if we reject the will of God and every time it damages us, it damages our health, it damages our finances, it damages our relationships, it damages our quality of life, wouldn't it make sense? Wouldn't it be wisdom to stop doing the things that are causing not just us pain, but the other relationships that we have in our life with our spouse, our parents, our children, our neighbors, our coworkers, and they experience the collateral damage. I don't know if you've ever been someplace and someone got up on the wrong side of the bed. They got up on the bottom instead of the top that day. And actually, I've had that happen where we were staying with my parents one Christmas, and they put all the family out in this two-bedroom house, and it was a garage that had been converted. It had glass doors, and the wind was howling through it, and we took a mattress and we put it over those doors to try and keep the wind from blowing in the room. And my son was sound asleep and woke up the next morning, and the mattress had blown over. The cold air was blowing in. It was probably in single digits, and that mattress was laying right on top of him. But if you've ever been in a room where somebody came in and they ruined your perfectly good mood with the bad mood that they brought with them, but that's what happens when we reject the will of God. You know, I don't know if I would still be married if I had rejected the will of God for my life. I don't know if I would have the wonderful children and the beautiful grandchildren that I've got if I'd rejected the will of God. Now, please understand, I rejected his will way too many times. I'm trying to decrease the ratio. I'm never going to be able to get to that perfect mark of obedience because I've got way too many failures in my past. But what I want to do is increase the ratio going forward, that there is way more obedience to God's will, way more days where I say yes to the will of God than days that I say no to the will of God, and say, God, let's see what you can make out of this mess. God, I believe that you can make a message out of this horrible mess that I've made, because you are the God who was, you are the God who is, and you are the God who is to come. So today, I know that the holidays can be a very depressing time for many people. There might be loved ones that have passed away. It might be the first holiday season since you've gone through a tragedy that you didn't want to go through. And a lot of times people focus on those difficulties. But I want you to know that you're here today for a reason. I can't tell you what that reason is, but God can. You were on his mind when he thought of November the 26th, 2018. He said, what I need is I need that person there to say yes to my will. God bless you. You have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.